USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House could vote on a big budget deal as early as Thursday, setting the stage for a final Senate vote on Friday. The compromise deal would avert another partial government shutdown and would include money for border security. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells Fox News there seems to be some bit of compromise in this deal.
This has made some progress. Nancy Pelosi said she wasn't going to give a dollar for the wall. This has roughly $1.4 billion that'll go towards the wall that the whole country knows that we need, knows that the president is going to make happen.
A winter storm in California is bringing up to 6 inches of rain in the valley. Meanwhile, mountain areas and mountain ranges above 6,000 feet could see 3 to 6 feet of snow. That storm will move west to east and cause more havoc as we head towards the weekend. Meanwhile, President Trump is welcoming the Colombian president to the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Vice President Mike Pence has arrived in Poland, starting a 4-day visit in Europe in which he will take part in international conferences and visit the former Nazi German death camp of Auschwitz. The vice president met with American and Polish troops overseas and says,
on behalf of the American people and on behalf of all the men and women in the uniform of the United States who stand shoulder to shoulder with you, thank you for standing strong in the defense of freedom.
King, the Weyer Fox Terrier, was named Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show in New York City. King's handler, Gabriel Rangel, talks about the dog.
Well, he's very charismatic, and his outline is very pretty. And
Westminster Kennel Club Director of Communications, Gail Miller Bisher, tells Fox News, the Weyer Fox Terrier breed, they're no stranger to winning.
They're very showy. They're very on. They're an alert breed. They have a presence. And that's something that counts when you're in the Best in Show ring.
USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Former CBS head honcho Les Moonves tried to profit from his ouster from CBS by selling his stock before the company publicly disclosed the sexual harassment allegations that he faced. That's according to a new lawsuit. The lawsuit, filed in a Manhattan federal court, named Moonves along with other CBS executives who tried to collectively sell more than $200 million of stock. A new voter ID study by two professors at Harvard University had some rather interesting results, as we hear from former federal prosecutor J. Christian Adams, who joins Fox News.
They discovered that voter ID has absolutely no negative impact on voters, something most of us already knew. A small fringe of dishonest people didn't know. They make money off of this. They raise huge sums of money to pay lawyers to attack states that implement voter ID. You saw some of them in the role earlier. I mean, this is something most Americans agree with, and now we know it doesn't do any harm.
And as far as voter ID laws and minorities?
A huge survey found that it did not affect minorities negatively, which tells you they have been lying. They have been scaring minorities in the worst possible ways about voter ID and election integrity laws. They use it to increase their own power, to create this hysteria. And frankly, Brian, the survey showed that if voter ID does anything, it increases turnout among minorities ever so slightly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.